This comes with the thumb.
Talk about the John Deere or the unknown.
They all bid them with thumbs and ditch cleaning buckets, power angle.
And it's for pottery equipment. What is that?
Case.
Case. It says unknown. That's what I was. Under exceptions, what are the exceptions?
On 692 and 699.
Under the John Deere and the case?
A lot of those, the exceptions on the John Deere was mainly because theirs had a John Deere engine versus a Cat.
Okay,
it was minor exceptions. They were minor that really, there was nothing in there that really stuck out. A lot of it was just minor stuff. Gallon or two capacity on the fuel tank, stuff like that. So
they had a shorter boom also.
Yeah.
It says the $5,000 hydraulic operating thumb attachment. Can you explain to me what that is? And the others don't.
The thumb attachment is an apparatus mounted to the dipper stick of the boom, so when you're working the bucket, you've got another hydraulic operated attachment that you can pick up logs, big rocks, stuff that you can't get in the bucket. It's a real handy attachment to have on the machine for that type of work.
When it says under the one, potter equipment, it says unknown. Why do you, they just didn't address it, or?
Well, they may have left it blank on their bid.
Okay.
So at that price, we don't know if it comes with a thumb or not?
I'll take you just a
How long did you say we'd had the others? You said we had two others. How long?
About last year, didn't we?
We bought that one last year.
So they're still under warranty then? Have you had any issues with them?
No.
On page 9.
It says it complies.
Right.
And there was that was a little confusing. We wanted the thumb attachment included in this, and they should all include that in their cost. So I don't know why the unknown is actually on there.
But the other two not included in their cost, then we do not know if it's going to be part of the bid or not.
They are included.
Doesn't this cover that?
The addendum went out with that bid to clarify two or three questions on the thumb. And we do want that.
As far as the hydraulic or stationary or? Move to award bid number 201701-358 to Fabit Cat for one mini excavator.
I second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I will notify the vendors.
Thank you.
Team me up on this one, boss.
What's that?
Team me up on this one, next one.
TM me to set them up and ready to go for the mower tractor flail, so we can start talking about it.
Oh, okay. Bid recommendations for mower tractor with flail. Bid number 201701-359.
Thank you. This is in response to bid number, as just stated, for mower tractors with flail. As requested by the Road and Bridge Department, this bid was released on January the 14th. It closed last week. We opened responses here in this room in public on February the 15th. We received responses from three different vendors. Mr. Hayes took possession of all of those responses into review phase and is prepared to make his recommendation now. He's already delivered his spreadsheets to each of you, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes.
After reviewing the three vendors, last year we only had the two vendors that bid on this type equipment, and this year we got an additional vendor that bid on this. But my recommendation is going to go with the S&H company. For a total cost, including the extended warranty for an additional year, which will make it a 3-year warranty for $224,900 for two machines. And the low bidder was Carl's Auto and Equipment Sales, but Carl's Auto bid a total different type mower attachment on their machine. It was a rear mount 3-point, which we wanted a mid mount with the rotary and flail head. Theirs is basically a rotary type mower.
I see that the New Holland has bid the 3-year extended warranty. What is the basic warranty that comes with them? Neither one of them note that over.
It's the basically a full machine on the tractor, and we ask for information on extended warranty, and their extended warranty is a 1-year additional from that 2-year. And Larson didn't put any information in there on that particular item. And also didn't put any information in on the delivery date.
I guess
we... Last year the questions had as far as when we looked at the tractors, how they would mount them. And this year he had sent pictures.
So because of the new emissions?
New emissions, and these tractors had to meet a tier 4B compliant.
So they had to do something to be able to get the extension out?
Basically, there's a picture of that mower mounted on a New Holland tractor, which we didn't have that. And the question with that emissions muffler and everything on that side of the tractor, where were they going to mount it? And he didn't have one available at that time. We had information on John Deere's at that time. That's the reason we chose the John Deere. So there's questions on that. And then, but that is the type mower that we were spec'd out and bid, which will have two different head attachments, flail for most of your summer grass mowing, and then the rotary for your winter brush work, heavier work.
Does it matter when it says on the exceptions mower is not lost in equipment? Does that matter?
The mower is made by Tiger, and there's a different vendor that will bid the mower to these tractor companies, and they'll mount the mower on their tractor. So it won't be a Larson. Larson doesn't actually sell it. Victor L. Phillips sells the mower part. But their cost with the mower is included in their bid.
So tell me again, what's the, help me understand, the lower bid is Carl's Auto, and that, what is it that won't work?
He bid.